WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome back into another WTUZ Tusk Talks interview. I'm your host, Mary Alice, and joining me today is Dr. Richard Foster, who's with Vertava Health, and we're going to be talking about how October is and was Substance Abuse Prevention Month. And first of all, Doctor, just tell me a little bit about kind of the message overall in terms of this being a prevention or awareness month.
In October, I mean, this has kind of been the time of the year to kind of highlight the vital role that substance abuse prevention is for individuals and the community. So we try to take a lead in that. We have to always, at this time of year, remember those who have lost their lives to substance abuse and acknowledge those people that are in recovery, and as well as parents and children and families and friends of those who have been affected, because addiction is so widespread, I think all of us know at least one person or have had kind of that direct experience with substance abuse.
And in terms of substance, does that both mean like alcoholic substances as well as
drugs?
Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, we're not just talking about alcohol and marijuana and cocaine and heroin and prescription pills. We're talking about everything. And, I mean, Mary, you know this year is especially important because, I mean, look at the added stress and uncertainty that's going on with COVID, the pandemic, the current political climate. There's just a lot of unrest in the community, and we just have to be extra aware of people beginning to abuse substances or just people that, you know, already need treatment and that's gotten worse and need to kind of get them the help and the support that they need.
Absolutely. And doctor, when we talk about prevention here, it's always a touchy subject for some people because they don't know how to deal with it or how to approach maybe a family member or a friend about something that they're seeing. What would you say would be the best course of action if someone does see a loved one who might be heading toward kind of that abuse of a substance like that?
I mean, the most important thing is you have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You can't keep it in. You can't hold it in. You can't keep it a secret. You have to start talking about it. Sometimes the individual doesn't want to talk about it directly, so you kind of have to indirectly start to address it by talking about it, getting support from the rest of the family and friends, and then finding the best appropriate way to kind of directly confront the situation. But it's not going to go away if you just say, okay, let's just forget about it. It's going to go away. It's just going to continue to get worse. So you have to talk about it. You know, when we talk about prevention, we're also talking about education, you know, early on in schools. And we just have to do a better job just exposing this for what it is. It's an illness, just like any other illness. And you just have to talk about it. And once you talk about it and confront the situation, then you can look for the resources that you need for, you know, the interventions and actually the treatment interventions.
And you mentioned it there, early education being key in the school system. With the changes of students staying home a lot more now for those online classes, do you think it's even more important for families and parents to have that talk with their youth just because they have so much access to the internet now and potentially, you know?
There's more free time and there's more time to go on the internet. So, yes. So an online school day looks a lot different than an in-person school day. So you're correct. People are going to be, you know, kids are going to be on their phones and on their computers and on the internet more, can be watching more TV. You know, they could be online for a class on their laptop, but yet a TV or a movie or music is on in the background. So there's a lot more of those influences that potentially can be harmful that promote substance abuse if they're at home versus if they're in school. So, yes. Parents, family members, caretakers of the kids have to be extra aware of what's happening with the online learning.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it a little bit earlier here about mental health and just kind of taking time to evaluate yourself or, you know, just kind of see it in someone else. But what would you say is the connection with mental health and substance abuse?
I mean, they work hand in hand. They can feed each other. Many, probably 50 to 60% of people who suffer from a substance use disorder also have an underlying co-occurring mental health disorder as well. What you need to be aware of for people that are using in active addiction, that can cause a lot of mental health issues. And then if those in recovery are trying to avoid substances, their mental health has to kind of be in check and stable, because that can also be a trigger to start using again. And I mean, it all comes down to self-care. I mean, this pandemic, it affects not just people with substance use disorders, but people at risk to abuse substances because of the isolation, because of, you know, everything is like, a lot of things are work from home now, school from home. So it comes down to self-care and really kind of taking a daily inventory of kind of how you're feeling, and talking about it and getting it out in the open and sharing it with others will kind of help support if you're not doing well.
Because this is Prevention Month, say someone has been thinking about, you know, maybe doing the alcohol or drugs a little bit more or a lot more because of their situation. What would you say would be the first step if someone is having like these more thoughts?
You got to get it out in the open and start talking about it and ask people for support to help you, prevent you from starting to do those things. I mean, you have to kind of get back. First of all, you have to have a daily structure. So if you have a job that requires you to go somewhere, or if you have stuff that you have to do online, or whether it's school, there has to be a daily routine and a schedule that you follow every day. If you don't have those things in place, then it's going to be easier to pick up drugs or alcohol, maybe for the first time, or to do more experimentation and things like that. So you need the structure, but you also need support of family, friends, and be with people that are living their life kind of the way that you want to live. If you're hanging around people that are doing drugs and alcohol, and you don't have structure and you don't have support on the other side, it's going to be easier to kind of fall into that and to want to start using or experimenting to see how it is.
And of course, if someone has reached a point where they do have a problem, or they see themselves having a problem, you guys over at Vertava Health, you guys are a great resource around here.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to vertavahealth.com. We have a 24-hour helpline. And just our residential campus here in Ohio, we give expert treatment. We individualize the treatment and tailor it to the person's clinical needs. And, I mean, there is such a need, especially in Ohio. I mean, Ohio, the last several years, has ranked in the top 5 states in the nation for overdose deaths. And I'm just looking at some statistics earlier. May of this year was the deadliest month for overdoses in Ohio's history. So, I mean, the need is definitely there, and it's no coincidence that May fell, you know, kind of right in that second, third month of the pandemic. Ohio was already struggling with overdose deaths and substance use disorders compared to other states in the nation. And you can see how the pandemic has even accelerated that even more.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure if, you know, again, with a stigma, you know, being out there in terms of mental health and, of course, substance abuse, unless that stigma is kind of lessened or dropped, that numbers will continue to rise probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, it still is. I mean, a lot of individuals, and just the perception is that it's a weakness, it's a lack of willpower, it's a moral failing, and no, it's an illness like cancer. Just last week, we hosted an event for National Substance Abuse Prevention Month with Brandon Novak, the pro skateboarder, the MTV celebrity, and he came, and I mean, at one point in his life, he was a multimillionaire and making movies and writing books, and he was a professional skateboarder, endorsement deals, and he lost everything. And he came to campus and shared with our patients and our staff about what his journey, you know, where it's taken him. And, you know, by the grace of God, he's in recovery and he's rebuilding his life. And people just need to hear that and see that, because these people look like everybody else. And, you know, addiction does not discriminate. And that was kind of his message. And we're hoping to just get that message out there more so people can confront the issue, talk about what needs to happen, and not be afraid to talk about it.
Once again, that was Dr. Richard Foster with Vertava Health talking about Substance Abuse Prevention Month and the reason behind it. With your WTUZ Test Talks interview for your Wednesday, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.